Do you have to be a Dubliner from Dublin to be in the Dubliners?
At one stage we thought so, but then Eamon Campbell came from Drogheda and then Sean Cannon came from Galway, so that mould is totally broken.
And do you have to have a beard to be in the Dubliners?
Yeah, that's obligatory. Yeah, some sort of a beard.
Was it Barney who used to say, I could have been a chieftain, but I grew a beard and I joined the Dubliners instead? And it was Barney who used to say, when he was looking back over the 40 years or 50 years or whatever, he said, well, it's too late to stop now.
That's right. So
what do you say, John?
That was Barney. Well, I agree with him, yeah. It was meant to be a serious conversation. That's when he first came out. Right? I said, Barney, what do you think, how long more might we keep going? He said, it's too late to stop now.
Well, long may you continue to thrive. I want you to play us out, and it's with the Merino Waltz.
All right.
And okay. Would you tell us how that composition, it's your own, John. How did it come to be written?
Well, I come from Merino, which is a parish in Dublin, and I spent a few days in the house around, it was around 83, I think. My mother was away on holidays. I felt a certain nostalgic air about the place, I suppose, being back in the old homestead. And my daughter Siobhan came to visit me one night, and she had her harp with her. She was just coming from a music lesson. And I was just doodling around on the harp trying to play a descending arpeggio, if that's not too technical. But the fourth note of, I was trying to play dee, 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 da. But I misplayed the last note because I don't know how to play the harp. I got da, dee, dee, da. And that was the nice note that created the whole thing. I thought this could be the start of a tune.
Get the briquettes ready.